Lisa, and today I'm talking to Mark Ridley, who's actually in today with our Money Dashboard team, specifically with our software developers, to talk about the value of using Agile in software development. So, hi Mark, can you just introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing here today?
I'm Mark Ridley, I'm the Director of Technology at Read.co.uk. I'm here because Richard asked me to come, so we're trying to find out what percentage Agile he wants to be. He hasn't got an answer for me yet.
So that could be determined by the end of today, could it?
I think he'll leave with a very different question in mind.
When you're travelling around talking to people, what is your main goal?
It's not something I do a lot. It's something that if I get the opportunity to do, I love to do, but I don't get to do it a lot. Generally, I'm sat with my own development team, talking to them or talking at them about development and Agile. If I get to speak to other people, it's really what I can learn from them. And one of the things that I really like to do when I'm talking about Agile is talk about the philosophies rather than what people think the process is. Lots of people confuse the two. A lot of people think that it's all about telling people to have a meeting at certain times of the day. It's actually not. It's about driving much better understanding. So that's the key that I try to focus on.
Okay, so you're more of a yogi.
Yes, yeah, more of a yogi. Yeah, there's a lot of philosophy in it, and there's a lot of it's very rooted in Japanese culture and Japanese philosophy.
Oh, wow.
It originally came out of Japanese manufacturer, particularly around Toyota. And so what's really interesting, if you look at Japanese cultural behaviour, there's a lot of that is in lean and agile development.
Oh wow, well this is taking it to a whole new level. I'm actually going to be sitting in just now when you're going to play the playing game.
Yeah.
So why do you kind of kick off with something like that? Is that to test people?
No, it's nothing to do with testing.
No.
I actually did the playing game for the first time a couple of weeks ago. It's something that's in our induction program for all of our staff. And so I was curious and went along to the event. It's absolutely fantastic. It's nothing to do with development, but it does teach people about how to manage things like work in progress and also single piece flow.
Okay.
So it teaches people about how to manage tasks when they're under pressure.
Okay, so something that they could apply beyond.
Hopefully anybody should be able to apply it. It doesn't matter what discipline you're in.
So they can go home on the weekend now and get tasking their family members.
Definitely. Our head of Agile practice at our company plans his holidays using Agile techniques. So,
okay.
So anybody can use this anytime.
That's brilliant. So you're from Read.
Yep.
And they're obviously recruitment orientated.
Yep.
Why do you think it's so important for potential candidates looking for new jobs or people within job roles already to kind of jump on the Agile bandwagon?
Well, one of the key things about Agile is it focuses on people. Over everything else, it's an incredibly humanistic view of how to improve an organisation. So it's either at the customer end, and it's absolutely laser focused on the demands of the customer. Lots of people think that Agile or Lean is about removing waste from a process, but that's just a side effect of really focusing on value. So it's not about finding waste, it's about finding value, and the waste comes out as a side effect of that. On the organisational side, there's an enormous responsibility of an organisation, an agile organisation, to give responsibility and autonomy to its employees. So there's a big organisational component where hopefully you have staff who feel like they've been much more productive and creative.
If you want to find out more about Money Dashboard, visit us at www.moneydashboard.com and sign up to get a better understanding of your finances for free, all in one place.